Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Norm Miller. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jerry Ruse. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Beckert moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Rader reaches second base with a double. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Helms covering, for the out. Hundley moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Metzger reaches second base with a double. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger scores. It's Astros, 1, Cubs, 1. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. There goes Hickman. The throw from Edwards to second, and Hickman is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. May scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruiz is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Metzger steals second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-0 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive towards first. May reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Hickman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Ruse reaches second base with a double. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Beckert is hit by the pitch. Jenkins moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. Beckert moves to second. It's Astros, 2, Cubs, 2. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Frank Coggins pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Jim Ray now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Pepitone now playing first base. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Astros. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan McGinn now pitching. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Ray covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.